Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskritya Ramchaiva Narottamam Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam Tato Jayam Udirayet Nastabreshu Abhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttamasloke Bhaktir Bhagavati Naistiki. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, translation and commentary by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Canto 11, Chapter 1, The Curse Upon the Yadu Dynasty, Text 16. Evam Pralabdha Munayas Tan Uchu Kupita Nripa Janayishyati Vo Manda Musalam Kulanasanam Evam Pralabdha Munayas Tan Uchu Kupita Nripa Jana yishyati vo manda musalam kulanasanam evam pralabdha munayas tan uchu kupitanripa jana yishyati vo manda Musalam Kulanasanam. Evam Pralabdha Munayas. Tanuchu Kupitanipa. Janayishyati Movanda. Evam Pralabdha Munayas Tanuchu Kupitanipa
Janayishyati Movanda Musalam Kulanasanam.
Vaishnavis.
Evam
Pralabdha Munayas Anuchu Kupitanipa Janayishyati Vo Manda Musalam Kulanasanam Janayishyati Vo Manda Musalam Kulanasanam. Evam, thus, Pralabdha tricked Munaya, the sages, Tan, to those boys, Uchu, they spoke, Kupita, angered, Nripa, O King Parikshit, Janayishyati, she will give birth va for you. Manda, O fools, mushalam, to a club, kulanasanam, which will destroy the dynasty. Translation. Thus ridiculed by deceit, the sages became angry, O king, and told the boys, fools, she will bear you an iron club that will destroy your entire dynasty. Please repeat. Thus ridiculed by deceit, the sages became angry, O king, and told the boys, fools, she will bear you an iron club that will destroy your entire dynasty. Purport. The four defects of the conditioned soul, namely the tendency to commit mistakes, rama, illusion, pramada, imperfect senses, karna at patava, and the tendency to cheat, vipralipsa, are not found in pure devotees of the Lord. Lord Krishna, however, arranged for the young members of his own family, the Yadu dynasty, to exhibit the dangerous lower propensities of mankind. Thus the Yadava boys imitated the activities of the followers of a pseudo-devotional cult. Just before his disappearance, Krishna desired that the sages become angry at the young members of the Yadu dynasty in order to teach that Vaishnavas cannot be thought of as foolish, ignorant, or mundane, and to reduce the false pride of his own family members. Sometimes misguided persons assume the roles of pseudo-devotees and blaspheme the actual process of pure devotional service and the pure devotees who are surrendered to preaching the mission of the Lord. Such foolish pseudo-devotees think that their hatred or envy of the actual preaching mission of the Lord constitutes bhakti, but in fact, it constitutes the cause of all trouble, both for them and for the unfortunate people who follow them. The preachers of pure devotional service expose the pernicious attempts of pseudo-devotees, and similarly the sages headed by Narada, who were all exalted devotees of the Lord, addressed the young boys of the Yadu dynasty as bewildered fools and told them, quote, within this false womb or false dress of a sadhu, a club will take birth that will be the source of your dynasty's destruction. Especially in India, but now also in the Western countries, there is a class of polluted sense enjoyers who also call themselves Gaudiya Vaishnavas and pretend to exhibit the highest state of prema bhakti. They declare that they are on the highest stage of devotion and therefore concerned only with the most intimate affairs of Madhurya Leela, as exhibited in Vrindavan. Sometimes they even dress as gopis, making a false show of entering into the pastimes of Krishna without actually following the standard regulations. In the name of prema bhakti, they sometimes commit grievous offenses against the pure devotees of Krishna. By this incident concerning the iron club from the so-called womb of Sambha, Lord Krishna himself taught the dangerous results of such pseudo-devotion. Translation, thus ridiculed by deceit, the sages became angry, O king, and told the boys, fools, she will bear you an iron club that will destroy your entire dynasty. Omagana timrandasya yananjana salakaya chakshurun militam yena tasmai shri gurudema mukham kuroti vachalam pangum langayate green yat kripatam ambande shri gurudema namo vishnu padaya krishna pristaya bhutale shri mate bhaktivedanta swami iti namine namaste saraswati devi Gaurvani Pacharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschacha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhaktamit Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. So I'm very grateful to be here in your wonderful temple in Chaupati, a world-famous temple in Chaupati. I pray that you'll give me your blessings, all you nice Vaishnavas, that I can say something to inspire one in devotional service. So this is a very heavy verse. The sons of Lord Krishna are being cursed by great sages. One would not think that such a thing would ever happen. It's very unusual and unfortunate. But it is all part of the Lord's plan. In the purport, it's mentioned the four defects of mistake committing, illusion, imperfect senses, and tendency to cheat. So unfortunately, such things sometimes enter into the realm of devotional service. And therefore, one must be very vigilant, very intelligent, and very determined to keep such things out of one's devotional consciousness. Otherwise, the material energy, Srila Prabhupada said, is only 1 second away. 1 second. 1 second is, and she's there. So, all of the activities of Lord Krishna's personal family, they are great either incarnations or great demigods or great personalities who accompany the Lord when he comes to this material world. But this particular incident gives us a wake-up call that we must always be very vigilant in carefully performing devotional service and following the process very carefully. We see so much in the material world that people, Prabhupada also said that our disease in the West is that we always want to change things. And therefore, before he left, Srila Prabhupada said, just keep things as I have presented them. Don't change anything. But our tendency is to want to consider that we're more advanced than we actually are. And therefore, one may be chanting Hare Krishna for many, many years, and some or other one thinks that one has become qualified to participate in the Lord's intimate pastimes. We were in Barshana a few days ago, the occasion of Shivratri, and we saw men decorated like ladies dancing before the deities. And of course, some men are handsome and some ladies are not. But when you see a beard, then you know it's not a lady. It's not a lady. So they were dancing like gopis in front of the deities there. And of course, this is not on, technically speaking. It's not that men try to dance like gopis. Srila Jayapataka Maharaj, he also mentioned one time he was attending an aarti in some temple, and some lady was performing aarti. At least there was a sari there. But when they turned to offer the articles to the members of the congregation, then also there was the long beard. So these are incidences of the sake-baki type of misunderstanding in devotional service. And therefore, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, they worked very hard to try to destroy those misconceptions of devotional service. That one must practice the process very carefully and chant Hare Krishna with attention and devotion. Srila Prabhupada at various times, he mentioned that 95% of our advancement is in chanting the Hare Krishna mantra. And especially, as we know, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given the process of Hari Nama, Hari Nama, Hari Nama Eva Kevalam. Kalo Nasteva, 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 Gatir Anyata. So this chanting of the holy names is our process for spiritual development. And it takes time. It takes practical application. It takes patience. In this book by Mother Mula Prakriti, Srila Prabhupada, our dearmost friend, it's mentioned that Srila Prabhupada was associating with his godbrother, O.B.L. Kapoor. O.B.L. Kapoor, who was a younger devotee. In fact, he met Srila Prabhupada when he was still a student. He was still studying. So we understand Srila Prabhupada was a pharmaceutical salesman. But he was a lot more than that. He actually made his own medicines. And so O.B.L. Kapoor was doing his exams. And Srila Prabhupada made a medicine to help his brain, to help his brain like that. And he gave it to him, and it was successful. And O.B.L. Kapoor, he thanked Srila Prabhupada very much for that. But he said, I would like the medicine that you're taking, that Srila Prabhupada is taking. And Srila Prabhupada said, well, what medicine is that? He said, the medicine that makes you so deeply determined to preach devotional service, and the medicine to chant the holy names in ecstasy. And Srila Prabhupada said, I'm working on the formula, like that. So they didn't meet for some time. But later on, Srila Prabhupada mentioned to him that I haven't completed the formula, but I can give you the ingredients. And so he asked, please, give me the ingredients. And he said, Trinada pi sunichena, Tarora pi sahishnuna, Amanina Manadina Kirtaniya Sadahari. So this humility, and in this book it mentions so many times by Srila Prabhupada's godbrothers. It's an interesting book because of the difficulties that Srila Prabhupada had with some of his godbrothers when he tried to return to India and set up some beautiful temples. There were some of his godbrothers that didn't understand or appreciate Srila Prabhupada's wonderful activities. But by reading this book, we find that many did. And even if they didn't in the beginning, by the end they did, like that. It's wonderful that they mentioned that Srila Prabhupada was so humble. He was so humble. And there's a nice story, one incident, which probably you've all heard, about Srila Prabhupada when he was still a householder, going to Shantipur. Going to Shantipur as a householder, entering the temple at Advaita Acharya's house, just sitting in the back of the temple room and chanting japa. And he would chant for many hours. So the pujari there, he was carrying on his services. He wasn't, he was busy. But he noticed that this devotee was chanting very humbly, like that, very intensely. And when he would get up to leave, he would approach the pujari and thank the pujari for rendering his service. And the pujari could see that in this devotee's eyes were tears, had welled up in his eyes. His face had marks where tears had fallen. So he came sometimes, once a month or something like that. And after some time, he noticed a sannyasi had come and was chanting. And chanting even more intently, more intensely. He could see him shaking with intensity. So then when he came to leave, he noticed that this sannyasi, he was that same person, that householder. And he asked him, well, why are you crying? Why are you crying? And he said that my spiritual master has given me an impossible mission that I must attempt. And I am praying to Sri Advaita, the members of the Panchatattva, I'm praying to them that they will please give me their mercy so that I can succeed like that. So then many years went by, and this devotee began to notice, the pujari noticed, that there were Western people coming to the temple. You didn't have that happening. Western Vaishnavas. So he was speaking to the one, and the one person gave him a Back to Godhead magazine. And he opened it, and there he saw on the first page a beautiful picture of Srila Prabhupada. And he understood, this is that devotee. So he immediately went to Mayapur temple. And he met the devotees there, and he told them this experience, that this is what Srila Prabhupada had done in order to prepare himself to come to the Western world. So many of Srila Prabhupada's godbrothers, they appreciated Srila Prabhupada's wonderful attempts, and they appreciated that Srila Prabhupada was actually the foremost disciple of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati. And because of that, many of those, or some of those godbrothers, they also made attempts to preach in various ways that became very interesting in some cases. But still the attempt was there to try to imitate or even to follow Srila Prabhupada's example. So they say imitation of a good thing is desired. So that has gone on. So Srila Prabhupada, he achieved such wonderful success because he carefully followed the instruction of his spiritual master. But in this purport and verse, we see those who are imagining spiritual advancement. They're imagining that they're become very advanced. So this imagining is the opposite of humility. It's the opposite path of humility. Humility means I'm not worthy, I'm not qualified, please give me your mercy, give me your blessings. But the other way thinks, oh well, I'm qualified. I must be confident of my spiritual advancement, and I must imitate advanced personalities. So that is a wrong idea. Pretension, pretending. Also in the Bhagavad Gita, it is explained that a person who restrains his senses from their objects, but whose mind dwells on sense gratification, he's called a pretender, mithya achar, which means someone who is posing as a devotee. So our process is to approach the holy name with all humility, all humbleness, tolerance, forbearance, like that. And there are so many examples where even great devotees were put into difficult situations. We have the example of Bali Maharaj. Bali Maharaj, he was so attracted by the beauty of Lord Vamanadev that when he offered him, of course he was very well situated. He was the emperor of the universe, practically speaking. He had subjugated all the demigods. So when this little Brahmin boy came and asked him for some little benediction, he thought it was well within his capability. And even against the instruction of his seminal guru, Shukracharya, he gave that charity to Lord Krishna, Lord Vamanadev. And what was the result? The result was he ended up getting bound up. He got ridiculed and blasphemed by his family members, even before his great-grandfather, Prahlad Maharaj. He was embarrassed like that. So even though his intention was right, still Krishna's response was a little interesting, like that. So we have to be humble in the extreme. Of course, ultimately, Lord Vamanadev gave him a great benediction that he became his doorkeeper in the planetary system Sutala. And it's mentioned elsewhere that Ravana, he came while conquering the universe, he came to Sutala. And Lord Vamanadev at the gate, he kicked Ravana 80,000 yojanas. One kick, and he was out of sight. And then we have other examples. We have the example of Jatayu. We have the example of Jatayu, who was very powerful. He was undefeatable, practically speaking, but he had gotten old. He was elderly. And still, when he saw that Ravana had kidnapped Sita, he tried to stop him. He tried to stop him. And he practically was able to get Ravana to drop Mother Sita. But some or other, Ravana was able to strike him and defeat him, and he fell to the ground. So when Lord Ramachandra was searching for Siti, he came across Jatayu, and at first he thought he was a big demon, and he was going to finish him off. He was going to kill him, even though he had made such a valiant effort to save Sita Devi. But then Jatayu revealed his situation and his attempt at service. And then Lord Ramachandra was so grateful to him that when Jatayu passed away, Lord Ram performed his funeral ceremonies like his own son. So sometimes things don't come out exactly as we planned. But ultimately Krishna is behind everything. Srila Prabhupada was asked one time by his disciples that we're preaching to people and we're trying to explain that the spiritual master, he's not an ordinary human being. How can we explain to them, how can we prove to them that the spiritual master is not an ordinary human being? Of course, no one can understand except one who has surrendered to the spiritual master. But Srila Prabhupada mentioned that I know that behind everything there's Krishna. So sometimes something happens and we think this is Maya. But ultimately behind the Maya there's Krishna. So if we act humbly, if we accept, if we persevere with humility, then ultimately Krishna will reveal himself. So many difficulties may be there. We were in 1993. We were helping with the secretariat for the GBC meetings. And, of course, it's an uncomfortable situation to deal with, but Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj, he was serving in Africa, and he was also keeping his distance from the GBC because of his relationship with his sannyas guru, Kirtananda Swami. So, because he wasn't attending the meetings, then someone put forward the resolution that Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj should be excommunicated from ISKCON. Excommunicated. And actually, I was there. So that was one of the proposals from one of the committees. So then, one very nice devotee, Kavi Chandra Swami, he said, he presented that maybe we're just not presenting it properly for his acceptance. Because the general thing was, we're the GBC and you must come. And somehow or other, he wasn't coming. So then they rephrased their request to the point where they said that, dear Maharaj, please, we are hankering for your association. So we would very much appreciate if you would take the time to come for the GBC meetings and give us your wonderful association. So then, after an absence of many years, Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj came to the GBC meetings. And after a few days, he was elected the chairman of the GBC. So the consciousness is most important. So similarly, the consciousness, as we see here, the example is given of foolish pseudo-devotees who think that their hatred or envy of the actual preaching mission of the Lord, it constitutes bhakti. but in fact it constitutes the cause of all trouble, both for them and for unfortunate people who follow them. So we see that. And Prabhupada also gave the example that if the demons are becoming agitated, that means you're preaching properly. Yes? If the demons are becoming agitated, that means you're preaching properly. Because demons become agitated by the pure presentation of Krishna consciousness. So we shouldn't become discouraged. We should become enthused, understanding that we're preaching right. So we just have to keep on preaching. I had the example, and I was doing book distribution in UK many years ago. And there was this person, I was in Newcastle on Tyne, up north, just south of Scotland. And I was trying to distribute, I wasn't having a very successful day. But I noticed this person was watching me, and eventually came up, and I thought, well, maybe he'd like a book. Maybe this is good news for the day. But he said no. He said no. I'm with the National Front. National Front is an anarchist movement. It means they just want to destroy government. They want to destroy everything. And they also want to destroy religion. So he came up and he said, we're trying to get rid of you people, like that. So it wasn't exactly what I wanted to hear. But because I knew maybe there weren't so many people that were interested in Krishna consciousness, but there was this one guy who hated Krishna consciousness, then that put me into another gear. You know, when you're driving the car, it put you in another gear that now I've got to be enthusiastic because I want to make sure this guy is not successful. And that depends on me endeavoring more foolhardily. So that's the nature of the material world. There are so many people, and even in the Bible it mentions that you can be hot or cold, but the lukewarm, Jesus says, I vomit out of my mouth. So if a person is receptive or unreceptive, he was saying, that's good because you know where they're at. But people who are apathetic, they're the worst. So sometimes we have to shake them up. We were in Vrindavan just now, and of course there are many, many monkeys, and we were happy and surprised to see monkeys on the altar here. Of course, they're transcendental monkeys. But the monkeys, they steal everything. In fact, we were feeding the monkeys some prasad, and then we went to Govardhan Hill and Kusum Sarovar and place, and devotee had given me some prasad. And I had it in a little bag. So we were getting out of our car, and this monkey grabbed the bag of prasad. Of course, it was a bead bag in it, which I'm sure he wasn't chanting, but he got the sweets. So even though we were nice to the monkeys, because no one's taking care of them, they take liberties. What was my point? What was I saying? Yeah. So we have... Shake people up. Yes. Thank you very much. So there were monkeys. They were in the trees, and they were shaking the trees. You'd be looking up, and all of a sudden you'd see something's happening here. So Srila Bhakti Siddhanta would also do that. If he met some Mayavadi or impersonalist person, he would cross the road and he would shake them. Why are you preaching this nonsense? And Srila Prabhupada mentioned that because of this one foolish monk, that all of Bengal has gone to hell, practically speaking. So they were very powerful. They were very determined that even different devotees were always wondering why Srila Prabhupada was condemning impersonalism so much. But practically speaking, because of impersonalism, which is deeply entrenched in our hearts, then we can't appreciate devotional service. We can't appreciate the wonderful plan that Lord Chaitanya has made to reveal himself in the Krishna consciousness movement. So the more we begin to remove that impersonalistic tendency, the more we're able, of course, here's one of the most wonderful temples in our ISKCON society, because there is so much counselor system and care for devotees. So that brings out the transcendental relationships. And those relationships, they are the medicine that will cure us of desires for sense gratification. So it's very wonderful to be here to absorb some of the wonderful association that's here. And that's something that the whole ISKCON Society is hoping to develop, more concern and care for one another in many, many ways. So that's very important. And because of that, that impersonal tendency in our heart, it can go. And whenever we have the association of devotees, we'll be very appreciative. And we'll take the opportunity to discuss the glories and pastimes of the Lord. This is the most important thing. We were attending the Sangam of Gurus, GBCs, Sannyasis. And it came out from the ILS last year, maybe you've heard, that on the very last day, it was 8 days, and there were 56 different workshops. But on the last day, they sent out a survey and asked devotees how much reading of Srila Prabhupada's books were they doing. So there were 1,200 devotees there. They only got about 300 replies. And of those replies, of course, they asked when you were initiated like that. So the average age was not in devotional service was 19 years. 19 years. Devotees had been in devotional service in ISKCON for 19 years. And they asked, well, how many times have you read Bhagavad Gita? Average? 2. How many times have you read Srimad Bhagavatam? 1.4. Chaitanya Charitamrita? 1. Various other books. So that's what we should be doing when we're associating. We should be discussing Srila Prabhupada's books. We should be discussing the philosophy. Srila Prabhupada tirelessly worked to present these wonderful books, and they are changing the world. And we hope if we also attend to those books, they will change us as well. So different devotees were encouraging that we must set up more and more programs for getting devotees to read together and discuss together the philosophy in Srila Prabhupada's books. And in that way we can maintain. Because there's a question. I'm 66 years old. I met the devotees in 1973, so it's 42 years, but I won't be here another 42. And many of the devotees who had the opportunity of serving Srila Prabhupada, some of them met him and were trained by him, but others were the soldiers in the field. The soldiers in the field, they don't get to rub elbows with the general. They're out in the field. They follow the orders. But still, there was that wonderful benefit of having rendered some service directly or indirectly to Srila Prabhupada. But within the next 20, 25, 30 years, most of those personalities will not be here, myself included. So how do we hand off that training from Srila Prabhupada? And that has to be through the study of Srila Prabhupada's books. So that's the most important thing that the GBC was dealing with, or the SGGS was dealing with. One of the important things that we have to be very single-minded about studying Srila Prabhupada's books. To read other books is nice. Prabhupada also gave the example of he gave the example of a woman who has a lover, not her husband. So her mentality is she has to be even more dutiful to her husband so that he won't suspect. And she sneaks away to be with the person she's really thinking of. So we can read other books by other devotees. That's nice. But we should keep our heart also, especially for Srila Prabhupada's instructions. And that will maintain us. It will maintain this Krishna consciousness movement. So we'll finish there. Thank you very much for your kind attention. Srila Prabhupada ki. Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Gaur Premanandi. Any comment, questions, corrections? You don't do that. Okay. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.